Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Mr. Number 930. Things That Impeded Ellen White's Work, Audio. Caution not to retard or rush God's work, but wait for him to work. Be careful not to make any move that will retard this work. There is much to be done, but the Lord would not have you or me fret our lives away and lose our faith and courage because this work does not move as fast as we think it ought to. The Lord will help us if we will keep the word of his patience. I sometimes ask myself whether it can be my duty to go on writing the same things over and over again, just because our people will not heed what is already written. I do not wish to overtax myself and unbalance my mind by trying to perform impossibilities. Let us encourage our hearts in hope. Let us pray much and quietly wait for the Lord to do his work. Let us do what we can in simplicity and with the grace of Christ, not exercising our powers in things too high for us. Failure to apply reproof to oneself do not appeal to your own sympathies. Do not dwell upon what Brother J. has done or has neglected to do. Humble your own heart before God. You are not to sit in judgment upon the case of others until you show greater wisdom in making straight paths for your own feet. You may say, "Does Sister White think me all bad?" No, I do not. But one blot upon the character, one sin unconfessed and unrepented of, will close for you the gates of the city of God. You had light, you had knowledge, but did not choose to appropriate it. It meant someone else, not you. I love your soul, and I beseech you not to be deceived, but to see that you must follow the Lord with undivided heart. The Savior chose Judas, not because he was perfect in character, but notwithstanding his defects. He would give him the advantage of his own lessons of godliness, his own perfect and righteous example, that he might choose the beauty of holiness. Judas was always thinking that he would reform, but then he thought that his good qualities would counterbalance his hereditary and cultivated traits, which were evil. I write these particulars to you because you have had so many temptations, so many jealous thoughts, and so great misunderstanding of me and my work. All the time I am forced to give to perplexing matters requiring reproof is so much taken from the very work the Lord would have me do. I am perplexed, distressed, and fearfully afraid for the souls of some who have had light and evidence, but do not appropriate the same. They are erecting barriers that prevent me from doing the work I should attend to.